it's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Miles Nelson. He is with Price City Public Works. And believe it or not, it is time to start talking about, picking up leaves and snow removal, potholes. Plus, we're going to touch base with that Price River, Upper River Watershed scoping meeting that's coming up next week. Miles, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
I appreciate being able to be here, Dave.
And we were just talking off the air. It seems like you were just in here not that long ago when we were talking about snow removal, and here it is again.
It comes around quickly.
Yeah. It just comes right back around. But first, we're going to talk about leaves, and you know, whose responsibility is it for leaves and gutters and things like that?
Yeah, we have our annual arrival of leaves that, as everybody's seen outside, and we're excited to have the fall show up, even though we've lost our nice warm weather. But the responsibility of the leaves, of course, is the citizens and their properties and their leaves. We need to remind you that the challenge with leaves is what to do with them. And we remind the citizens that we'll come pick them up as long as you've bagged them. So instead of raking them into the gutters and into the streets where they'll cause possible hazards to traffic and other things, we ask that you bag them up and put them on your parkway. And then give us a call at the Public Works office, and we'll come by and pick them up.
And so you guys will come pick them up, no charge whatsoever, and just come and pick up your leaves and take them and get rid of them for them.
Exactly. We don't charge that at all. It makes it easy for our crew to come pick them up, and we know they're ready to go when they're bagged up.
And is that kind of goes the same thing for weeds in the area and stuff like that? How
exactly.
would that work?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. We've got challenges in some areas with weeds in the gutters and things that are obstructing the gutters that may cause problems during the storms. We do the same thing with the weeds. If you'll bag those up, we'll come by and get them as well if you call us.
Okay, so that covers leaves and weeds. We're covered with that. And yes, all you've got to do, bag them up, set them out there, and you guys will come and pick them up, give them a call. They're more than happy to come and get them off of your parkway there.
It's that simple, yep.
Okay, let's move on to the one that nobody wants to talk about, snow removal. And this seems to be an issue every year. We have the same things that go on with it, correct?
We do. We do have. It's something we don't do all year long, so we got to get reminded when it's time for snow again, what to do and how to take care of the snow removal. And it's a reminder that it's your responsibility to keep your sidewalks clear for pedestrians. And when you remove your snow, it's important to remember where to put it. That's usually the challenge is, what do I do with my snow? I got all this extra snow. It's important to keep as much of it on your own property as you can and not to put on other people's properties or in the street, because the street can cause another hazard for traffic. So keep it on your own property. Our street crews are set up to follow a program that's designed to prioritize the city. And so when the snow first comes, and it's down where we have to plow it, the city crews will go out to the critical areas first, the hospital, schools, those critical public areas that have to be taken care of first. Then we work our way out into the neighborhood. So remember that we're coming your way. It's just not our first stop. So that's the way we run the snow removal.
And there's a way that you guys go about it. And yes, the first places that you go, hospitals, schools, and things like that. And then you'll kind of radiate out from there and hit the main streets and things like that. And then you'll get into the neighborhoods. But yeah, sometimes it takes a little time depending upon how much snow we get, really.
Exactly, exactly. Another way that public can help us is when the snow comes, to move your cars off the street, because it's important to be able to plow the street without the cars in the way. So you have a 24 hours after a storm to get your car moved so we can get the crews by there to get the streets properly cleaned.
And get those cars parked, or you've got 24 hours, like you said. That's not bad. That gives you plenty of time to get your vehicle moved.
Exactly.
All right. So now it always seems to go hand in hand with snow removal is potholes.
Yeah.
Potholes always seem to come up when you're talking snow removals.
Yeah. Snow is kind of a fertilizer for potholes. It causes potholes to exponentially grow. And so we're constantly fighting those all year round, but they get worse in the wintertime when the roads freeze and pops the asphalt even more. So we do appreciate citizens that call us on concerns with potholes, because it helps make sure that we cover all the dangerous ones. So we do appreciate when people call in and let us know where they're at.
How, you know, is it okay to try and go out and patch a pothole when it's 30 degrees outside or, you know, or gets into the 20s? Do they have like a different mix of asphalt that they can use for colder weather?
We have to use what's called a cold mix. And the challenge with cold mix is it doesn't last as long as a hot mix does. So a lot of times we're filling that pothole more than once during the winter to keep it maintained. So
if a business, you know, has a pothole or something like that, can they just call Public Works and kind of say, you know, this is what's going on right here, just to kind of let you guys know, give you the heads up?
That's the best. If they give us a call, we'll definitely get to it and get it filled in as quick as we can.
Okay, so we got potholes covered, we got snow removal covered, and we got leaves and weed removal. All of that covered as part of Public Works. If anybody has any questions about these or just wants to call and talk to Public Works about something, what's the best number to get a hold of them at?
You can call us at our offices at 637-5010. Or you can also, our emails are on the website, on the priceutah.net website. You can give us an email too if you like.
Shoot an email and let them know what's going on. Okay, and finally, let's wrap up, because this is a really big information that's a lot of information that's coming out, is the Upper Price River Watershed Plan with the Environmental Impact Study. There's going to be a public scoping meeting that's coming up on October 29th. Can you kind of speak a little to what the whole plan is and what the meeting's about?
Right. Yeah, the city was fortunate in obtaining federal funding to be able to do a study on our Upper Price River watershed, where we are looking to improve the conservation and also expand the use of the water where we can. One of the challenges we have in our area is we're a dry area, we're a desert, and we have limited resources in water. So we were fortunate that the federal government gave us this grant to be able to do a study to see what we can do to improve our system, whether it's conservation or possible storage of water. And we're just starting this process. It's going to be probably a two-year process to get through it all, but we're excited to get through and look at what the options are that we can increase our resources. This first public hearing is called a public scoping meeting. It's basically to help the public understand what this process is about and to get their initial input from them on what they feel like our needs are in our area for water. So we're hoping that people will come and participate. Of course, with the COVID situation, we can't do an in-person meeting, so we're having a Zoom meeting where we'll do it online. The link for Zoom is on our website, on our priceutah.net website, but it's also on the Upper Price River website, which is www.upperpricereiseis.com, and then go in there and get linked on with the Zoom and listen into the meeting. You can submit comments through chat and other ways. There can be too many people on the board to be able to have everybody comment and talk, but we'll have that available comment period during that time. And that's just a start. That's only the beginning of introducing the process. We got a lot long ways to go with more public input down the road too.
And when is that Zoom meeting coming up?
That Zoom meeting is Thursday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. And so go on the website and get on that Zoom link. If you're not sure how to do that, give us a call down at Public Works. We can help you get on there.
And, you know, we talked with Mayor Kurianis about this, and this meeting really is to get everybody's information. That's what they want to know, what people think about this. And that's what this meeting is all about. So the more you go in, the more informed you are, the better the meeting, the better the results are going to be.
Exactly. We want to be totally transparent in this process. We want everybody's input. We want to know all the concerns out there and the needs, and everybody have the chance to have their say. And so it's very important that people get involved with this. And this first meeting is a really good option, a really good way of getting to know what the process is
and what all it's going to entail.
Right.
All right. Miles Nelson with Price City Public Works, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.